This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for being on New England Lifestyles. You know, it's everybody has fought the battle of weight loss one time or another, I assume, unless you're one of those lucky people, which my family is made up of, everyone but me, who actually loses weight by the exercise of chewing their food. That drives me crazy. But everyone's been up and down, and there are so many different ways to lose weight. I know here at Mix 104.1, Kennedy has lost about 50 pounds through Awaken 180. Guys down at Sports Radio WEI have done the same thing. There's a lot of ways people can lose weight. But my guest today, Tom Carroll from WEI. Hey, you have got the most ridiculously insane story of weight loss I've ever heard. So I said, I got to bring him in here. We all love fast food. Has lost 130 pounds because of...
So Chick-fil-A's spicy Southwest salad is the thing that I've been eating for lunch every single day since late November of 2023. And I am proud to say that I am down 132 pounds.
Amazing.
From eating those salads. And I'm even more proud to say that I've kept that weight off.
Now, first, let's go back and talk the weight loss journey. Everyone has, I'm sure said, I got to lose a few pounds. But you got yourself into a position where, you know, through a few vices, next thing you know, you got pretty heavy. So what was your weight most of the time when you were younger? Were you always a little bit heavy set?
Yeah, so I was always a big guy. Big guys run in my family.
How tall
sides.
Are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay.
So,
big guy.
And I played college volleyball. So, you know, athlete body. Before playing college volleyball, I played college football at Assumption for 10 days. That's a different story for a different day. So I had that offensive line build.
Yes.
So, you know, I was always in the high 200s, low 300s. And years and years of just being a big guy in my 20s and not thinking about it and always just being like, oh, well, I'm the big guy and I stay active and kind of keep it around that high 200s, low 300s range. Eventually, you get less mobile. You're not moving around as much. You're not working out all the time because I'm not playing college sports anymore. I'm working in radio and in media, sitting on my butt, working weird hours, eating crap food, the free food we get in media.
It used to be a lot more.
Yeah, right. So it just all piled up over the years. And eventually I was at a wedding in the summer of 2023. And I had some chest pain and it really scared me. And I didn't tell anyone about it. I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I was embarrassed by it. And a few days later, I was home, I was looking at some pictures, and I'm like, man, you look bad. So I hopped on the scale, and I weighed 360 pounds. And I knew I had to do something about it. It wasn't something I was able to figure out the right game plan for completely overnight. It took some time. It took some trial and error. It took some stops and starts. And eventually, after a few more health scares and stumbling back into this Chick-fil-A salad, I said, this is the thing that's going to help me get to where I want to be health-wise. So eating that salad every day has kind of just been the guiding force towards where I'm at now.
It's interesting because no matter who wants to lose weight, you cannot exercise your weight to weight loss. The reality of losing any weight whatsoever is 85% what you put in your mouth, not what you put on your feet when you go jogging, walking, etc. Obviously, it's best to do a combination of both, but the discipline you need with food is the only way you're ever going to get it done. Over the years, I'm sure you tried other ways of doing it, crash diets, fad diets, but nothing will motivate a person more than a health scare. A couple of years ago, I had to radically change my diet. I got rid of all red meats. I don't eat any fried foods whatsoever. I had to stop eating cheese, which the only, and it's funny, you know, you give up steaks, you give up French fries, you give up cheese pizza. Cheese pizza is the only one I actually miss. It's funny how quickly.
Pizza's the best.
It's superb. But you can get over it. But once you get a diet that actually works for you, it really can make a difference. Now, has Chick-fil-A approached you about being a spokesperson?
They haven't yet. I wouldn't be surprised if they do at some point. Yeah. I know the local chain that I've been going to has been really excited about it. They put together a gift basket for me, and they're going to put together some sort of employee spotlight that they're going to feature at their restaurant locally down at South Attleboro. I live in Rhode Island, so I go right over the border and get that salad every day. So I think at some point they might, but we'll see how that goes. It kind of falls right in line with sort of how their advertising campaign goes, where they have the customers telling a story on the couch with an employee.
Well, that's just it. Your story kind of took off on TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about that. So you were just an anonymous guy dropping weight. All of a sudden, what happened?
Yeah, so after I had lost 132 pounds, I said to myself, I want to get this story out there. But the thing that I was most afraid of was putting that weight back on after I lost it, because I had done that a bunch of different times throughout my life. So I said, you need to wait a little bit to see if you can actually do this and keep it off. So I gave myself a date. I said, if by the time you are at the 1 year anniversary of having to go to the hospital with chest pains, so this is December of 24, was the date I gave myself, December 12th, 2024. If you're at the same weight or close to it, go ahead and tell the story. So I made it to that date, stepped on the scale. I was 228 pounds.
That's impressive.
And I said, okay, it's time to remember my Substack password and write a blog about this, because I didn't want to just do like a quick TikTok thing or a quick Instagram reel thing about it. I needed to tell the whole story. I thought that was going to be the best way to help other people get to where they need to get to. So I took about a month to write this essay. It's, I don't know, over 8,000 words. It's the longest thing I've ever written. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my career, writing that thing. And getting it out there, the reception was amazing. People that I work in this business with that follow me on my socials, they read the story, they pushed it out. And in doing so, a few local media outlets picked it up.
Yeah.
So NBC Boston saw the story run on my local affiliate down at NBC in Providence, and they turned it into a little TikTok video. And it's pushing almost a million views.
That's
while
impressive.
We record this interview right now.
That's
so
nice.
It's out there.
What is your TikTok follow, by the way, in case anyone wants to see?
So my personal account is at yaboytcfresh, okay. YABOITCFresh, across all platforms. It's kind of a goofy name, different story for a different day. So I reposted it on TikTok if you want to go and find that video and kind of see the whole story. You can also find my essay in my bio there and on all my socials. And yeah, so the video just blew up, and it's been really cool to have people reaching out that I don't even know, or people that I haven't spoken to in 15 years from high school that said, hey, I read your story and this is helping me get to where I want to go. Diet-wise, health-wise, I made the doctor's appointment that I've been pushing off, like you mentioned in your essay. You know, those messages have been incredibly rewarding and have kind of validated what I wanted to get out of putting this essay together. And I'd love to keep helping people get to where they want to go to.
And I think people need to understand it's not just eat any salad you want, because I remember reading someplace where there was some salads at the Cheesecake Factory that had more calories than Big Macs with a large fry. So what, I mean, talk about the actual salad you have. What type of dressing do you use? Do you use any dressing?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So it's the spicy Southwest salad, and
it's grilled chicken, I assume.
Well, I do it with their grilled filet. So it's a cold chicken, kind of thinly sliced, and it's got a little kick to it. I mean, you can customize the chicken. Obviously, stay away from the breaded if you want to keep things on the straight and narrow health-wise.
If it's fried, it's not your friend.
Right, exactly. So I use the creamy salsa dressing, and the way that I see this salad is it's the treat of the day for me. So after I put the dressing on and I put the tortilla strips that it comes with on and the chili lime pepitas, which are like these roasted little seeds that they have this awesome seasoning.
Yeah.
Once I get that all on there, I think it comes out to about 1,200 calories is the salad. So it's a hearty big meal, but what you're avoiding with that is carbs, which turn into sugar, which is always going to turn into fat if you're not burning it enough. And even when you are, it's still going to turn into fat, right? Sugar is the enemy. So I'm eating this big salad, but I'm eating it in the middle of the day, and I'm not eating it with a side of fries. I'm not eating it with a Coke.
What are you eating the rest of the day?
For breakfast, I do something small. I either do a banana or I do some Greek yogurt with some granola, maybe throw some blueberries in there. But I keep it really light. And there are some days where I kind of skip breakfast entirely. Basically, if I know I need energy early in the day, if I'm doing my early workout, I'm eating breakfast, and I'm eating a small breakfast. I eat that salad for lunch. And then for dinner, I make a homemade version of that salad. So it's not perfect. It's not as close to delicious. And it's definitely lower cal because I just am not including all those good cooking oils or whatever they used to make that chicken. So my chicken is very simple. I sometimes add some shredded carrots in there, some banana peppers, kind of spice it up as much as I can at home. But it's the diet itself is extremely low carb, and I'm not drinking anything other than water or soda water every
day. Yeah, look, here's another tip. If you want to lose weight, take alcohol out of your out of your situation. I mean, I haven't had a drink in 28 years. So, you don't miss that much, either.
Yeah, it was one of those things where
you think you need it.
Yeah.
And you don't.
I wasn't an alcoholic by any means, and I didn't drink 5 to 7 days a week.
But it's a huge social part of things. Next thing you know, you've put back empty calories.
And that's what it is. It's empty calories, and what, for me, it would lead to bad eating. That was the biggest thing with drinking for me. So on the weekends, if I drink on Friday and a Saturday, I would eat like crap after a night of drinking, and I was such a huge guy. I would need to drink, you know, double-digit drinks to feel anything, and then I'd still be fine, and I'd go out and get some
pizza and
drunk
fries.
Food, and then you wake up the next day, you feel like crap, both from the alcohol and the food, and what's the best way to cure a hangover is to eat
a vicious cycle,
So,
you know,
when I cut that out, it helped a ton.
Well, look, it's a great story, and look, everyone can find... It used to be you could find something good on most fast food menus. Some of the restaurants have taken the good stuff off, and it's disappointing. I'm not going to name them just in case they're advertisers, but it's disappointing to see how little options that are not demonstrably bad for you are on that menu. So, I mean, if you can't, if you don't have the discipline to be making it at home throughout the day, there are good options, as you found. You know, Chick-fil-A has offered you something that really helped you get there. So that's exciting as hell, Tom.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's one of those things where if you do have to drive through wherever and get a burger or a donut or a coffee, an iced coffee, right, with all the cream and whatnot in it, the key thing for me was if that has to happen, I now know I have something I can always go back to.
Yeah.
And finding that routine for me was vital. And that's what I have encouraged people to do is find your thing that you can enjoy and manage. And then no matter what happens, if you have a cheat day or two or three in a row, you know you can get back into that routine and get things going right again. And like you said, it's all diet. The first 70 pounds I lost was just diet. I didn't work out at all for the first part of this thing. All diet. So if you can get your diet right and you can find a routine that works for you with eating, you're going to be headed in the right direction.
And I tell you something, though, it's pretty easy to add a simple amount of exercise into your day, which can get you to really easy places. You know, I remember a few years ago, I got an Apple Watch, and I said, you know, son, I'm going to try to get 10,000 steps a day. And you think 10,000 steps is so much. Well, what I started doing was every time I'd walk the dog in the morning, we'd walk for about 3 blocks. And at the end of the, I realized it was about a mile and a half. And I would do that in the morning. I would do it at night. And right off the kicker, I've got 6,000 steps already. And you can easily get 4,000 steps in an afternoon walk with your wife or whatever happens. It's very quick that you can see how quickly you can change your entire attitude towards exercise. It doesn't mean you have to get on the bench with 300 pounds on there.
Right.
Walk around the block twice a day, and you've made a good, significant chunk of progress.
Yeah, it really is something that has opened my eyes. Like, I got the Apple Watch too, and on a day where you're not even trying,
yeah,
you burn like 400, 500 calories a day.
Yeah.
And that's half a meal, a whole meal that you've earned yourself there.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, I was never going to be the guy that was going to try and emulate an Instagram model and go to the gym. I was going to either hurt myself or get discouraged that I can't do the things that they're making seem easy and quit after a couple days. What I did was I found a routine on the treadmill where I can go an hour every day, and it's a power walk. And throughout that hour, I'm adding speed and incline at rates that work for me. And I've found my threshold that I can get to. And I usually burn somewhere in the low 600 calories doing that every day.
Excellent.
So I do that in conjunction with the just walking around like a normal human, working the hybrid schedule that I do. And it's really helped me out a lot. So I would encourage people to, once they get their diet right and they find something that they can stick to and always go back to, is find that thing that you can do to just keep your body moving. It gives you that extra edge when you're trying to make a change.
Well, again, Tom Carroll, who's the digital content creator extraordinaire for Sports Radio WEEI. It's exciting to talk to someone who's had such success with a reasonably easy approach towards food. Not an easy journey, but you got to take the first step. You found your first step, and now you're 140 steps away. Just about 132. That's phenomenal.
I appreciate it, and it's surreal still to me that it's gone the way it's gone. And I appreciate everyone's kind words who have read it. If you haven't read it, you can check it out at chickfilatom.substack.com. And
your
I'm
socials again?
Be there. At your boy TC Fresh. That's YABOITC Fresh. And I'm always there if people need advice or want to just vent about dieting or whatever. Just hit me up. My DMs are open. I'm happy to help people, because that's been the coolest part of this whole thing.
Tom, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.